The Money Wellness Podcast, presented by the Finance Bar, was created to dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. I am your host, Marsha Barnes, and I'll provide practical prescriptions to improve the health of your finances. We'll discuss everything from incorporating financial wellness into your self-care routine, caring for aging parents, navigating the 50th bridesmaid request, and learning how to tackle financial anxiety with ease. Get ready for a financial checkup. This won't hurt one bit. Welcome back to the Money Wellness Podcast, where we dissect how our thoughts and emotions impact our financial decisions. Today, we're going to unpack something many of us feel but don't always recognize: the urge to want more money versus the crucial skill of managing the money we already have. It's easy to think that more is always better. More income, more savings, more investments, or even more things. But what if I told you that mastering what you already have could lead to far more financial freedom and peace of mind than chasing the ever elusive goal of earning more? In this episode, we're going to explore the financial psychology behind this desire for more, why we are constantly driven by this urge, and how we can start shifting our mindset to effectively using the money we already earn. It seems almost universal, doesn't it? We all want more money, whether it's a higher salary, a bigger paycheck, or a larger portfolio. The idea of accumulating more feels like the key to solving most of our problems. But why do we feel this way? First, it's important to understand that our desire for more money is deeply tied to psychological factors, security, status, and success. Historically, money has been tied to survival. The more resources you had, the more secure your life was. Fast forward to today, and this survival instinct still lurks beneath the surface of our financial behaviors. Then there's the issue of social comparison. We see others making more money, achieving financial success, or living lifestyles that appear to have more options. And we start to feel like we are falling behind. In our culture, more money often translates into more opportunities, more freedom, and more power. We start to think that if we could just make a little more, we could buy happiness to ease our stress. But what we don't often realize is that this drive for more money can be dangerous if left unchecked. It can lead to feelings of inadequacy, burnout, and dissatisfaction. This constant chase for more can turn into an unhealthy cycle of never feeling like we have enough, or that we are enough, no matter how much we earn. So here's the big question. Why isn't earning more money the answer to all of our financial problems? In fact, studies show that people who focus on effectively managing their existing money are often better off than those who constantly focus on increasing their income. Take a moment to reflect. Do you know where every dollar of your current income is going? Are you maximizing what you already have? Or are you constantly planning to spend more money when you earn more? Many of us overlook the importance of financial efficiency. The truth is, the way we use money is often more impactful than the amount of money we make. Financial efficiency is about making your money work for you rather than working for more of it. Here's why effective money management matters. Financial freedom. Understanding how to optimize your spending, reduce unnecessary expenses, and prioritize what truly matters to you can lead to greater freedom and less stress, even if your income doesn't skyrocket. There's also peace of mind. When you learn to live within your means and prioritize long-term goals, You free yourself from the constant anxiety about whether you'll ever have enough. Then there's wealth building. Using your income wisely allows for strategic savings and investing, which means that with time, your wealth grows exponentially. Not because you earn more, but because you know how to make your money work harder for you. Now let's get practical. How can you shift your mindset from wanting more money to effectively using what you already earn? Here are 5 steps to help you make that transition. Track every dollar you spend. This goes without saying, and I've said it here before. The first step in financial wellness is understanding where your money is going. That's not something that you can manifest. You need to understand where your money is going. There are plenty of apps and tools to help you categorize your expenses. Once you start tracking your spending, you will quickly see where you can cut back and reallocate your money to things that truly matter. Now, let's take cut back with a grain of salt. There's not a lot that you can cut back on when it comes to expenses that you must have each month, correct? So when I talk about cutting back, what I am really stating is focus on spending money on things that you truly love, things that are truly a part of your value system. Number 2, prioritize value, not excess. Instead of chasing more income, focus on making sure that every dollar spent adds value to your life. Ask yourself, does this purchase align with my long-term goals? Is it really adding happiness or improving your financial situation? This mindset shift is key. Number 3, automate savings and investments. When you get your paycheck, what's the first thing that goes out the door? Paying yourself first can help shift your financial focus. Automate a set percentage of your income to go into savings or investments each month. Please keep in mind here, everyone, it doesn't matter how much you automate. It doesn't matter how small or how large it is. The goal here is to develop the habit. Number 4, embrace minimalism financially. Embracing financial minimalism means focusing on what truly begins to bring you joy and satisfaction, rather than trying to accumulate more for the sake of it. Cut out the excess, whether that's in your spending habits or your financial goals. Less really can be more when it comes to managing money. And number 5, set goals that focus on what you can control. Instead of setting goals that are focused on when you earn more, set goals for how you want to use the money you already have. For instance, you could set a goal to pay off a certain amount of debt, build an emergency fund, or contribute a certain percentage to your retirement funds or investments. These goals keep you grounded in managing your current financial situation while giving you a sense of accomplishment. I'll say that again. These goals keep you grounded in managing your current financial situation while giving you a sense of accomplishment. One of the biggest barriers to shifting our mindset is the fear that we don't have enough money to make ends meet or achieve our goals. This fear often pushes us to want more. But here's the reality. Financial security isn't about having more. It's about feeling empowered with what you have. Start by acknowledging that you are enough with what you have. It's about knowing your worth and creating financial habits that align with your values. If you want to feel more secure, focus on building a healthy relationship with your current income and living within your means. With the right mindset, you will realize that having more money won't necessarily lead to more happiness or less stress. And here's the good news. When you do have more, you will also have the financial habits to manage it appropriately. So to wrap up today's episode, the constant chase for more money may feel like the key to happiness or security, but the truth is mastering how to use what you already earn can lead to far more fulfillment. By shifting our mindset from I need more to how can I make the most of what I have, we empower ourselves to create long-term financial health and peace of mind. I challenge you to try this out for the next few weeks. Track your spending, focus on financial efficiency, and set goals around what you can control with your current income. Thank you so much again for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with someone who could benefit from this mindset shift. Until next time, I'm with you on your money journey.